Ches Shvat, Thursday the 9th of January, Rabbi Simcha Cook, the Singing Levim, Odide.
So I want to thank Monty Frankel for inviting me and for Dudi Itzkowitz for arranging that I should speak this morning. I've been in America for almost 50 years, so it's probably the first or second time that I've spoken to an English-speaking audience. Oscar Wilde famously said, I think, that the America and England have many things in common, but language is not one of them. And I can tell you firsthand that it's true. But of course, I'm at a disadvantage over here in America. I can get up to speak, and invariably, after I finish, somebody will come over to me and say, "Rabbi, I didn't understand a word of what you said, but I just love the accent." It's a little disheartening when they like a Cockney accent even more. So. Okay, I'd like to discuss this week is Parshas Beshalach and the Shira. And the Shira, they said, Shira and Halal are interchangeable. And they said the Shira at Yom Suf and the Miriam also sang Shira, and her Shira was accompanied with musical instruments. And the Levim, the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash, we say every day, Hayom, every day we say Hayom Yom Sheni, the Shira that the Levim said in the Beis HaMikdash, so they sang, and there was also musical accompaniment. And the Gemara has a question of which is the Iker, which is the most important, is the singing the important, and the music, the accompaniment, or is the music, the playing of the instruments more important, and the singing is the accompanying the music? And that's a question the Gemara goes back and forth. And one of the things that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Maseches Erechin, says that there were many instruments they played, and it seems to be that in total there were five instruments. The instruments were, one was the kinnor. Kinnor is usually translated as a harp, although the Tiferet Yisrael Mishnayah says that the kinnor is a violina, which I assume is a violin, maybe a viola. That's what the kinnor. The naval is very interesting, because the naval seems to be a machlokes. Rashi later on in Erechin says a naval is it's a wind instrument, and he says that it's, he compares it to a bellows of a blacksmith. Also, kimapoyach shel nefachim, umotzi karidei ruach. So I'm not sure what that is. It could be like a concertina sort of thing, accordion. I hate to say it, maybe bagpipes, but I'm sorry. Nobody warned me that the Scotsman amongst the and another pshat I saw Tiferes Yisrael learns that it was really a it seems to be like a banjo. It was like a open drum with strings across, and maybe they plucked the strings. That's the navel. And then the third instrument was the mitzaltayim, which is the tiltel is the cymbals. So those are the three major instruments. There also was a chatzotzros, trumpets, but they were blown by the Kohanim at different times in the Avodah. And there also was a chalil. Now chalil is either a flute or a recorder. But Rambam is interesting, because the Gemara changes its name, the Mishnah, in the middle of the Mishnah, it changes its name from chalil to avuv. So Rashi learns that it's the same thing, basically, just different names. It's really an avuv, and it's sweet, like it has a sweet sound, hence the name Chalil. The Rambam learns that the avuv is a reed. So according to Rambam, it will probably be a clarinet, because you have a reed in the mouthpiece, and the vibration of the reed creates the sound. So those are the three major instruments. Now, the Chalil had a special position, and it was blown by the Levim 12 days of the year, when they said Halel. In the Mishnah, 12 days, we have 18 days where they blew the Chalil. Those are the special days, the Gemara says, the two Shechitas Korban Pesachs. Well, the Mishnah says, Mishnah also 12, because the Mishnah does not include Chanukah. But later on the Gemara says 18 because it adds the days of Chanukah, but it takes off the Shechitas Korban Pesach, as the Mishnah is talking about in Golos. So the Mishnah takes off Pesach Sheni, and it also takes off as the Mishnah says, Halal, Shemini Me'achag, Shemini Me'chanukah, the Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Whereas the Mishnah has the extra one is the second day of the last day of Sukkot, and it also has 8 days of Sukkot. It also has the Shechitas Pesach, the two Shechitas Pesach. So that the Mishnah takes out, the Gemara takes out, and adds instead the 8 days of Chanukah. So 12 minus 2 plus 8 is 16.
18.
I've been out in this country too long. Anyway, so that's the thing. So the question is the Chalil. So was the Chalil, it's interesting, was the Chalil blown the other days, and on these days of Hallel, it was played again by itself, or was the Chalil only blown on the other days? So we'll assume for the moment that the Chalil was blown every single day together with the other two instruments. So every time the Revi'im got up to sing, which was during the Nisach HaYayin, the pouring of the Yayin, during the Korbanos of Shalmi Tibur and Olas Tibur, then the Levim sang and the music was played. And one more thing before I understand. In the end of the Mishnah, there's a machlokes who comprised the band. So one Mandiyomer says Levim. Another Mandiyomer says it was a very choshev mishpachas of very choshev families in Eretz Yisrael, and the third Mandiyomer says Avdei Kohanim, the slaves of the Kohanim. So three are machlokes. So this, on the Rashi, I would like to share with you two questions. The Mishnah says there were two navels, there were two instruments called the navel that were played. So Rashi says, and who played those navels? Rashi says, L'shnei Levi'im, for the two Levi'im. So what is Rashi doing? The end of the Mishnah, there's a machlokes who the instrumentalists were. Were they Levi'im? Were they the Avdei Kohanim or these Choshev Mishpachas? Why does Rashi take sides in the beginning of the Mishnah in this machlokes and says the two people who played the Nevelim were Levi'im? Why is Rashi doing that? Wait till the end of the Mishnah, we'll see it's a machlokes. Secondly, and perhaps connectedly, is at the end of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah has a debate on who are the instrumentalists. So Rashi says, in the beginning of that part, Rashi says, Hamakim b'chalil. He says, people who play the music instruments, the ones who play the chalil. So why is Rashi limiting this machloikis to the blowers of the chalil? So we have these two questions. The first question is, why is Rashi describing the two players of the navel, Levi'im, when it's a machloikis? And at the end of the Mishnah, Rashi seems to say the machloikis is only about the Chalil, so obviously connected. I perused through many swarms, if anybody asked a kasha, and I found the Rav Meshulam David Soloveitchik has a sefer on Erechin, and he asked these two kashas and remains with the Tzarchi, and he does not answer them. So, in order to answer these rashes, I'd like to share with you a Rambam. It's a very interesting Rambam in Hilchas Kli HaMikdash. Let me read the Rambam to you. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Kli HaMikdash, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Listen to the words of the Rambam. Ve'ein omrim shira el bapeh. Shir was only said with the mouth. Below kli, without kli. The shir was said with the mouth, with no kli, no accompaniment by the music. She'ika ha'shira, because the main purpose of the shira, she'hi avodosom bapeh, it's an avodah, and it's bapeh. So the Rambam clearly states that the shira was done with a pair, and Rambam says, below kli, without any musical accompaniment. Then the Rambam continues and he says, v'acherim hoyu oimdim shom, and others stood there, menagnin b'kli shir, and they played a kli shir. So it seems to be a little contradictory. Ve'in oimdim shir el b'peh, only the pair, below kli. V'acherim hoyu oimdim shom, and there were those who stood there, and they played the kli. So what is the Rambam saying? He's contradicting himself in the same, in two lines. So this, I'm trying to find out what does the Rambam mean. So now, there's one more thing to connect this whole thing together. The Mishnah says later on in Erechin that how many Levim were there on this platform? 12. The 12 Levim. So Tosfos says, how do we get 12? So he says, there were two Nevalim, two who played the Navel. There was one who played the Tziltzil. And nine played the Kinnor. So the band was two Navel, one Tziltzil, and nine Kinnor. So the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Pirush Mishnayos says, what happened to the Chalil? You have 12. You have one, two, and nine. What happened to the Chalil? Big problem. So one terrorist, I think he suggests, I saw that that's a proof that the Chalil was not played every day. No more problem. But then he says a very interesting thing. He says, he wants to propose the following. That the Levim who sang also played. It wasn't two separate people. The Levi sang and played at the same time. Like today, we see people, you know, they play the keyboard. At the chasna last night, they play the keyboard and he sings at the same time. Or we see people play the guitar and they sing at the same time. Oh, one thing. Oh, so you have, they did both together. So the machloikas, so what's the machloikas, whether the ikka is the pair or ikka the kli? I think it's a machloikas that carries down to our present time. You know, if somebody sings, so what's the ikka? The singer says, the ikka is the singing. The music is just to help the singing. And the band says, no, the main thing is the band, and the music and the singing enhances the band. So here you have a Levi, and at the same time that he is singing, right, at the same time he's also playing the kinnor, which is either the violin or a harp. He's also playing the navel, which could be very nice, the bagpipes, okay? At the same time, he's... No, we'll leave that out. It can't be. Right, we can't bagpipe. So it'll have to be concertina, and he can also accordion, and he's also playing the tzilzel. But the Tiferes Yisrael says he can't play the chalil and sing. You can't sing and blow instrument at the same time. So therefore, he says, that's Tret and Tosfos, that's why there were 12. So you had one to play the kinnor, I mean, one to play the tzilzel, two to play the navel, nine to play the kinnor, and the chalil had to have somebody else because he can't do them both. He can only do one. So maybe that's what Rashi means. When Rashi says, the Rambam. When the Rambam says, the Rambam is coming to exclude the Tiferes Yisrael's pshat in Tosfos. So the Rambam, not like Tosfos. Tosfos learns that the Levi did both. Rambam says no. Ein oimim shira v'peh. The shir is said with a peh. He did not play. He didn't play the kinnor, he didn't play the navel, and he didn't play the tziltzel. Below klisha, she ikka shira v'peh, and that's the avoider. The Levi singing is the avoider. V'acherim hoyu oimdim shom, and others stood there. Menagdim b'klisha, and they play klisha. Because they will play, but that's not a voida. That's to accompany the Levi. The Ikashir, the Rambam Paskins, is prepare. That's the avoida, singing. And only singing and doing nothing else. Others stood there, and their job was to play the instruments to enhance the singing. But they had nothing to do with it. It's not called the avoida. That's what the Rambam is coming to say. So that's why no longer a contradiction in the Rambam. When the Rambam says they only had Shir, prepare, and not Bekli, the Rambam is telling us, because he wants the Levi himself only blew and didn't play. But others stood there and they also played. And the others, the Levi sang. The Levi stood there, the Levi only sang and did not play, and others stood there and they played. So now we could answer up the Rashi in the Mishnah in Erechin on Yud Amud Aleph. Rashi starts off and he says, there were two Nevalim, Dr. Rashi, the Shnei Levim for two Levim. Rashi understands the Mishnah the same way as Tosfos, according to the Tiferes Yisrael's Pshat, which is, that the Levi did both. So Rashi says, by the Nevel, Avada, the Levi did both. So therefore Rashi says, you had two Nevels, Dr. Rashi, the Shnei Levim, because the Levim did both. So if the Levi is going to, the Levi will be paid by the Levi. There's a machloikas at the end of the Mishnah. So Rashi, that machloikas at the end of the Mishnah can only be the Chalil, because the Levi played the Kinar, the Levi played the Tiltel, and the Levi played the Neva. But the Chalil, that the Levi can't do. He can't play a flute or a recorder at the same time as he's singing. That has to be designated to somebody else. So the Mishnah has a machloikas. Who were the players of the Chalil? And that's why Rashi says in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Rabbi Gohanim, Oysom Hamakim B'Chalil. Only the Chalil, because that's the only one there's a machloikas about. Because the Levi did everything else with Dovah Pasha. The Levi did both. But the Chalil, which the Levi can't do, so you're forced to find and other people to play it. So who are the other people who play it? So there's a three machlokes to know him. Was it the Avdei Kahanim? Were the Chosh of the families in Klal Yisrael? Or was it the Levim, another Levi? That would be the thing. And that would really take care of the Mishnah. So therefore, we've answered up the Rashi in the Mishnah. We've answered up the Rambam. And to be most of one thing, when we talk about the Loshan that's used by the Rishonim, when they talk about it, the singers are called the Shoyorim, and the players are called the Mezamrim. Right? The instrumentalists. So I was thinking, we say in Yom Tov Musaf, we say, V'hoshev is a word of view, we say, V'hoshev kahana v'dosom, ul'levim the shiram, ul'zimram. So like Tosfos and Rashi is beautiful. What you return the Levim to their Shir and to their Zimra. What's both things? What's two things? The Shiram or the Zimram? So like Rashi and Tosfos is beautiful because the Levi did both. So the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt and the Levi should return to their former glory, the Shiram to sing or the Zimram to play. But according to the Rambam, there would be a little superfluous. Why do you have to say the Shiram and Zimram? So it could be Rashi, the Rambam would hold that it refers to maybe the lyrics and the singing. You know, maybe the Shir is the words, and the Zimram is the tunes that they sang it with.
Why, didn't you say that there were other Levim playing, but it wasn't an Avoda?
Means it could be that the other Levim who played
Zimram. It was Zimram.
Okay. Except the problem is that Rambam holds that they could be anybody else. The Rambam paskins that the ones who played the instruments, the Rambam says, says others. Achayrim, Achayrim could be Levim, could be. Achayrim, it could be, you're right. It could be, the Rambam doesn't say clearly.
Were Yisraelim entitled to come that far into the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, they could stand on the... according to that, they wouldn't stand on the Duchen. If they're not Levim, they wouldn't stand on the Duchen. Okay, if it's a voider. Right, if you hold the Shir as the Ikkar, then the Shir is the Avoider, then it's not a voider.
If it's a voider, you don't want to separate the...
Right. I want to add just to end, I have time still. What time do you have? Okay, good. So two more things, very quickly. It's a very beautiful little more Galata. There's a very beautiful. The Gemara says like this, a Rashi. The Gemara says there was a tziltzol, one tziltzol. So the Gemara Sakasha is in Erech and again on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, what do you mean there was one tziltzol? The pasuk says v'asaf b'miltzaltayim. Mitzotayim is jewel loshen. There were two symbols. So the Gemara says, Trei havu. There were two. So what are you going to do? But the Gemara says, Kim the chada avito avdi. It was one action, the chad gavra of Ibuhu, and one man did it. Therefore it's called chad. Listen to the Rashi. So Rashi says, that, why is it called one action? The ein echod moyel below chaver. One cannot help without its friend. You can't, symbol by definition require two. You can't bang, you need another symbol to make it into an instrument. Shehem beis chetikos lochoves, they're two wide pieces of metal, so matzkos of metal, and you hit one against the other. So Rashi says, the ein echod moyel b'lochir, one can't help without the other. And therefore, even though it's two, it's called one. I think perhaps it's a lesson to us. You know, generally we think, you know, what's the definition of achdus? If everybody recognizes that every single person is indispensable, that I can't, my life is not complete without you, and your life is not complete without me, that every single person has what to contribute, and if he doesn't, something is missing. There are no, everybody's unique, and everybody has their own individuality, and that what makes up the whole of Klal Yisrael If we would all recognize that, then we'd have gewaltige achdus. As I think that, you know. I still have a few more minutes? Okay. Just one more thing to end off with. Even in the Parsha, B'Shalach, it's a, we sing Shira. So the Shira, what is the Shira? So Rashi says in Megillah that the Shira that they sang is called Hallel. We call it Hallel, and the two words are interchangeable. So this Gemara in Erichin says that, ask a question, why don't we say Hallel on the last 7 days of Pesach, or 6 days of Pesach? Why don't we say Hallel? Huh? So Gemara says, the whole Hallel, right. Right. When Gemara talks about Hallel, it means the whole Hallel, right. So why don't we say Hallel on those last days? So the Gemara says, not commonly, maybe we know, is because Maisa Yodai Tava B'Yom. That's a Medrash. That's a big question. Why should the Halacha, you quote the Medrash? But the Gemara says because there was no Chilik Karbonus. It was the same carbon. And to say Hallel, you need a special carbon. So one says, if so, why didn't you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Why didn't you say Hallel on Shabbos? So one says, no, because Shabbos is not Moyed. It has to be called Moyed. So then the Gemara says, well, Rosh Chodesh fits the bill. It's Moyed. And there's Chilik Karbonus, so why can't you sing Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, whole Hallel? So the Gemara says, because there's no Issa Malacha. And in order to be Chayv to say Hallel, there has to be Issa Malacha. So you need three requisites to say Hallel. Wait a minute. So you need Yom Tov, it has to be Moyed. You need Issa Malacha, and you need a separate carbon. So Sukkot fits the bill, because every day of Sukkot is a different carbon. Pesach, the first day, is fine, but not the remaining days. And Shabbos is not called Moed, Rosh Chodesh is not Issa Malach. And then the Gemara says, so what about Chanukah? Chanukah is no, there's no Yom Tov, there's no Malach, and there's no Korbonus. The Gemara says, Nes. Chanukah is a whole different reason. Nes happened. Nes happened, you say, oh. So the Gemara says, why not on Purim? And then Rosh Chodesh goes back and forth. So, Lachar, you would think, from this Gemara, that there's two separate reasons to say Hallel. One is Nes, and the other is Yom Tov, accompanied with Issa Malacha and Chilul Karbonos. But what a strange thing is that the Gemara brings down a posset to prove you need Issa Malacha. And the Gemara's, listen to the posset. The posset says, how do you know you have to have Issa Malacha? It says in Yeshaya, Hashir Yelochem, you're going to sing a song, Kaleil Hiskadish Chog, like the Laila Hamukudish Lachog. So Rashi learns that the Laila Mekudesh Chog refers to the Hallel that they sang in Mitzrayim, Rashi in Navi, and the Hallel they sang by the Shechitas Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. But the Shir Yerachem is going to be a Hallel you're going to sing when you vanquish Sancheiriv. Sancheiriv has attacked the whole world, he conquered the whole world, he's coming to his last point of conquest, and he's going to attack Eretz Yisrael. He's about to launch his attack, and he said, I'll wait till tomorrow morning. And overnight, Makkah came, and they were totally wiped out. That simcha you're going to have, that excitement and that happiness, that Sancheiriv, the conqueror of the world, is it? You're going to sing Hallel on that. You know, it's like Hitler, Machshav Zichrei, right? Conquer the whole world, but you can imagine, it comes to the last part, and he's defeated. The Hallel is unimaginable. What sort of Hallel are you going to sing? So that Hallel is going to be like the Hallel Yisrael Mitzrayim. But the Pasuk is combining them both. It seems to be two separate reasons. One is Yom Tov, one is Nes. The Pasuk says, you're going to sing Hallel, a Nes that's going to happen like the Hallel you sang in Mitzrayim. So it seems to be, and that was the Yom Tov, a Hallel. So I was thinking from here, and perhaps an understanding what Hallel is. Hallel is you don't sing Hallel on a Nes because the Nes happened. The Hallel of the Nes is because the Nes did something for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the nature of the world, which Hashem Yisbarach is very reluctant to do so. Kosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Mezavik Zivukim creates Yam Suf, because it was hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mean it was hard for him to split the Yam. He created the Yam, created the world. It's hard. So if you look at the Rashi in Sotah, Rashi says, Kosher Lefonov. It was hard in front of him. It means he was reluctant. Hashem does not want to change the situation ever. That's in the Briah. The Ramban says this in Chumash. Hashem doesn't want to change the world. But he changed the world for me. He did an ace. He changed the laws of nature. The Rabban Biad Ma'atim, it's not natural for that to happen. That made me feel so good, that created within me a feeling of HaKaros HaTov HaKosh Bochu. My response to that is Hallel. Yom Tov, Issa Malacha, and the Losh of the Gemara, the Pasuk is Leil Hiskadish Chag. It's not the negative part of not being able to do something that we're talking about. The Kedusha that comes from refraining from doing a Malacha on Yom Tov, that Kedusha, the Mayed, the meeting between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rosham Shavuot Hirsch says, Mayed comes to the Losh of Vad, when we meet together, that meeting point, that giving karbonus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates within me a relationship to the Ribbono Shel. I feel close to the Ribbono Shel. Look, you've elevated me with Kedusha, with Issa Malacha. You've made a meeting point between the two of us. I bring my Korban to you. I feel inspired. That makes me sing Hallel. So the Hallel of the Nes and the Hallel of Yom Tov is really the same Hallel. They come from different points. But the Hallel is on the relationship that exists between me and Hashem. How do I get that relationship? Either on one hand through Nes, or the other hand through Issa Malacha, Kedusha Hayom, and Chil Korbonos. So, you know, that's the answer. So we sing the Shira, this Shabbos, we should remind ourselves what Shira and Hal is. And really, that's the way I feel anyway, that we really need to say Shira and Hal every day. Because of the Nisim L'Kosh Baruch has done for us, we should feel that relationship, the Baruch Hashem, to be able to learn Torah, to be able to carry out mitzvahs, you know, without an oppressive government, to be able to head back Eretz Yisrael. And I was just there, the Kedusha and the Habotzes Torah is gewaldic. So we should think always, every day, if you don't say Hal, we're not allowed to say Hal, but we should at least think that Hador and HaKrosso are the Baruch Shalom. And the Mitzvah Shem will sing the Halal when Mashiach Tikkun comes from Hebrew.